USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic hopeful is out of the race for the White House. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announcing this morning he's dropping out of the race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race, stood up for the most vulnerable people, and given a voice to those who are often forgotten.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the race, but struggled to make a dent in fundraising and the polls. President Trump again railing against his impeachment. The president tweeting this morning that impeachment by the House is part of an ongoing witch hunt, and it is sputtering badly but still going on. The president says a lot of very good people were taken down by a small group of dirty cops, politicians, and government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking actual action against the U.S. to pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under Washington-led sanctions. North Korean news reports say that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the U.S. to halt missile tests, and he's promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. President Trump speaking again about the upcoming ban on most flavors of the e-cigs, indicating that some flavors may eventually return.
The flavors will come off. They're going to be checked, but we're doing a very exhaustive examination, and hopefully everything will be back in the market very, very shortly.
A vaping industry group has been running ads in the Palm Beach area where his Mar-a-Lago estate is located, warning him that a ban would hurt him with voters. The Labor Department says 222,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 2,000 from the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doctors say one of the men who was stabbed at a New York Hanukkah celebration may never regain consciousness. 71-year-old Joseph Newman was one of five people attacked Saturday at a rabbi's home in Monsey, New York. He was stabbed multiple times in the head, neck, and arms. A suspect is in custody. The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign says it raised over $34 million in the year's fourth quarter, more than any other Democrat in a single quarter this cycle, according to his campaign. The Democratic presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising totals for the end of 2019, Sanders topping the list. The FAA is getting involved in the mysterious drone sightings in northeastern Colorado and parts of western Nebraska. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner says the agency has launched a full investigation after drones have recently been spotted in multiple counties, even some in Nebraska flying in what appears to be a grid formation. Nobody has stepped forward to say that the drones are theirs. And the former boyfriend of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter has died. Nick Gordon died at a hospital in Florida from an apparent drug overdose. He was found liable for the 2015 death of Whitney's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.